When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It is Rachel and John jagging around KDKA, and it is Memorial Day. So we're going to do some lighthearted things, but we're going to do obviously things that are respectful. And there's that question that Michael Bartley threw out there as far as, you know, what can we do? What should we do? But we have an expert coming on because it our guest is from the 9/11 Airlift Wing. It is Jeff Grossi, Master Sergeant Jeff Grossi. I even got the pronunciation right, Master Sergeant Jeff Grossi. He said, not Grossi. So welcome to KDK with John and Rachel. We appreciate you taking time today.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited to be here. Really happy to support the 9/11 and talk about what we're all doing here today.
So before we get into this, I guess, just give a little bit of the background, how long you've been at the 9/11 Air Wing and your career within the military, if you don't mind.
Yeah, so my time at the 9/11 is still pretty fresh. I joined the 9/11 in December of 2022. I came right off of a deployment to Al Dhafr Air Base in the United Arab Emirates. I joined the Air Force right out of high school. On my 19th birthday, actually, is when I swore in, and I got 15 years in now, and I regret nothing. It's been great. It's given me a lot, and it's really helped me grow as a person.
Oh my gosh, I would not have guessed 15 years. First of all, there's that.
That's what everybody says.
Oh my gosh, I hope that people are watching versus just listening, because you have a very respectfully said baby face. That just means that you're going to continue to be young at heart while you're doing these amazing things.
Yep. My dad says it's the Grossi curse. We look fresh and young all the way up into their 70s.
Oh my gosh. So. Listen, I wish that I had the same curse. But, you know, talk a little bit about, for these folks who are trying to help their young students, it's graduation season, you know, so you touched on something that at 19, this was your path. That isn't always a common path. What was that like? Was it in your blood? Was it something that, you know, this is what my grandfather, my uncle, that kind of thing? Or was this something that you felt this innate need to do?
Well, I feel like I was kind of set up for it, definitely. You know, I was with my dad looking through some of the old photo books, and like, we have military men going way, way, way back.
Sure.
And I mean, my grandfather served My grandfather, Fred Grossi, he was recognized at Soldiers and Sailors Hall as a war hero.
Oh, wow.
And he never talked about it growing up until I was, I think, about 10, between 10 and 14, I went to that ceremony and I got to see what he did. And it just blows your mind because you would never expect him to be that type of guy, because he was always carefree and very loving. Look it up. I'm telling you, it's a crazy story. But you know, I graduated in 2009, right when there was financial turmoil.
Sure.
And, even though I got a scholarship to Penn State, I was like the fourth kid that my parents were trying to put through college. And when I saw the numbers, I was like, it doesn't add up. I'm just going to join the Air Force. There's, you know, why not? Let's give it a shot. Signed up for EOD, ended up getting Missiles and Space Systems Electronics Maintenance, did that for 6 years, and then I wanted to do photojournalism, which is what got me in the career path that I'm in now, which is public affairs.
Wow, what a story. I mean, there's always
it's a lot.
And I mean, that's a testament to, you know, you don't always know what you want. I say this all the time. These 18-year-olds do not know what they want. I'm 49. I still don't know what I want. So I completely understand this should not be the pressure that they have on them. But seeing people like you who say, this was my path, I chose this, and look, 15 years later, I done good.
Yeah. And, you know, like real quick, the best thing that the Air Force gave me was it gave me something to fall into.
Sure.
You know, I signed up for 6 years. They taught me how to adult, you know,
sure.
until I was ready to then go to college. And then when I got to college, I killed it. You know what I mean? Like, I was ready. I had that discipline to study, to show up every day. And then I really found what my passion was going to be at that point, which was archaeology and anthropology. But then after my deployment, I was like, this PA thing, I love this so much. I love talking to people, you know?
Yeah. So.
Well, you're doing a good job of it so far, much so I think I might need to just bail out and let you take care of this show for then. If you're not busy until 2 o'clock, maybe you just come on into Green Tree here. But so appreciate the fact that, you know, in the last minute, kind of over the weekend, we talked about you coming on here, because, you know, the Jags, we are known for having lighthearted and, you know, shows and things like that. But we also know coming into Memorial Day that it is a respectful thing. So we wanted that fine balance. And interestingly enough, when we spoke to you over the weekend, kind of as a precursor of just what we would talk about, you made us feel at ease as far as it's okay to have a cookout. And if you could just go through that. So Memorial Day, as we know, is different than Veterans Day. I'll leave it there and let you go from.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
There, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I mean, it's all in the name, right? So Veterans Day, it's for the veterans. I mean, it's the people that you can see and talk to every day and just like face to face say, hey, thank you for everything you do. And we appreciate that. But Memorial Day is a little bit something different, right? This is for the people that have died, who have served, who have sacrificed, who didn't get to go home. And there's different ways to celebrate that, right? I think Memorial Day has a duality to it. Because on one hand, it is somber, right? They're not here, and we wish they were. But that doesn't mean that it has to be, you know, a cold and quiet day.
Right.
All we ask is that you guys take a minute to reflect, to remember those people. So if you're going out and you're putting flags on gravestones, that's a great experience to kind of remember everybody that came before you. If you're doing a grill, a cookout, and you're flipping a burger, you're waiting that 3 minutes to get that perfect color in there. think about those people, you know, that allowed you to do those things. Or if you're just watching our jets fly over your homes, that's a great time to take a minute of your time. Like really, all it takes is a minute just to think about everybody that kind of put us where we are today.
And we talked, I don't know if you heard earlier in the beginning, we talked about, you know, there are parades, and in my years as a volunteer firefighter, that was always, a parade was always, you know, woo, 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 blow the sirens, you know, throw candy.
It wasn't a parade without a woo, woo, woo.
And things like that. And, but on Memorial Day, it really was a more time to reflect, still have a parade to celebrate, no sirens, no throwing out candy at the kids, things like that.
Just the fanfare is different.
Just because of what, taking that minute to be that spirit of community, but also know that we are being respectful.
Yeah. No, I agree 100%. The way I think of it is, you know, if those people are looking down on us today, and if they were with us, they would want to see us celebrating and remembering their memory. But definitely, you know, there's a respectful element. There's a way to do it, right?
For sure. And
I think
love, that's what he's saying, in the sense that, so I equate it, you know, Black Friday, I'm sorry, Good Friday, two different Fridays. Black Friday, we shop.
Very different.
Good Friday, yeah, little bit. You know, raised Catholic my whole life, you know, Good Friday was a time in my day that from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock, all the local businesses shut down. I mean, that was a thing. They literally did not operate for that time, because you were expected by prior years to either go to church, you know, or do some kind of service that was maybe a good deed or something of that nature for those 3 hours to represent the time that, you know, Jesus was dying on the cross. It's really not practiced now, but there is still an element of everybody doing something different. The churches are still open for people to come between that time and, you know, pay their respects in the manner in which they would want to, but there's a different kind of celebration. And so I think it's the same here, because we get nervous when it comes, you used a great word, duality, right? We get nervous when it comes to something where there is unfortunate death, or, you know, you're paying reverence to remembrance. You sort of are stymied, like, well, how do I celebrate that? Because there is this darkness. But if you kind of bring them together, it's the manner in which you choose how everybody celebrates differently.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, if you have someone, or if you've lost someone recently, I think a great thing to do is maybe, if their favorite thing was to go watch a baseball game, go to a baseball game.
There you go.
You know, if they cooked burgers, cook burgers. I feel like it's important to just take the time to feel alive in this moment and remember those who currently are not with us.
So, Jeff,
you are doing that.
Yes. And you're helping ease us through that.
I feel very alive right now.
Well, what's interesting is that we were having somebody from Soldiers and Sailors on later today, you know, and so we'll have to kind of relate to that story back. But in the meantime, the 9/11th Airlift Wing, I'm doing that slowly. The 9/11th Airlift Wing is doing a bunch of flyovers today, and we want to make sure you had talked about when you posted on Facebook about what was happening today. Sort of like all the bells and whistles started to go off as far as notifying this. We called you and said, hey, you know, can we get you on to talk about this? So we are going to take a break for the news. And do you mind hanging with us through the news and come back and just tell us all the things you guys are doing?
Oh, we want to know where you're going.
To be respectful. But of course, we're also going to ask you what your must-have is for your cookout. Are you good with that?
Yes, sir. Happy to do it.
It's Rachel and John, 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDK.
It is John and Rachel. We're talking all things Memorial Day weekend celebrations, the manner in which you celebrate, the duality. I love that word that we just learned from Master Sergeant Jeff Grassi of the 9/11th Air Wing. And, you know, we kept everybody hanging because the biggest thing that we want to know about is how many people said, pick me to fly over whenever you posted on social media. John has been watching this like it's sort of your Christmas. You're like, you're not going to believe this. Guess who we got? I mean, he is very smitten by the fact that you're on. Not that I'm not. I'm thrilled to have you. But I love that people are really into this and they want there to be a flyover. So what can we expect today?
Yeah. And I mean, so first off, I just want to say thank you to everybody that reached out and, you know, wanted to support us. The Pittsburgh region is heavily populated with a veteran community and a lot of support for those individuals. So we're always happy to help out. So what we have in store for today, I wrote it down just so I got it straight. From 10:20 a.m. to 12:45 in the afternoon, we're going to be doing, I think, 7 flyovers in support of different parades and different. Yep.
Well, I guess is that a lot? I don't mean to interrupt you. Is that a lot in one? Would you say in it? How long between the
10:20 a.m. and 12:45 in the afternoon.
Wow.
I mean, it's a good amount.
Okay.
You know, we try to spread the wealth as much as we can. You know, there's a lot of work that goes into planning the routes and whatnot. The first thing that I do want to say is the gas, the flight hours, all that time, it's already built into a pre-existing training schedule. So this comes at no additional cost to the taxpayer. All we need to know is where we need to be and when we need to be there. But we're supporting 7 different places. We got Bethel Park, Richland Township Community Park, Mount Lebanon Cemetery, Main Street in Zelianople, Union Cemetery, and Anderson Field in support of the memorial wall that I believe you guys just talked about.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A couple minutes ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And Breckenridge Park, of course.
So then, I mean, and that is, I think everybody just, you know, they love to go to a football game. They love to go to a baseball game. But when those, when the planes come over and they're humming and you just, I think everybody just gets a thrill and a certain amount of pride to that. And I guess maybe
layperson, it feels like that's a lot in one time, in that short time frame.
Yeah.
Like, of course, I am complete, what's the word, aviation challenged? I'm proximity challenged too. So even the places, I'm like, wait, that's really different in location, right, John? I didn't mean to interrupt you,
right. Yeah. It's thrilling when we see that. And that's part of it, right? To the as far as the respect and the thrill of it all, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, that's something that we try doing with these flyovers is letting you guys know what we're capable of doing and trying to give back to the public a little bit, you know?
Do I just want to remind everybody, though, that, you know, we have your name and number and it's not for
sale. He's not giving it out, I promise.
Because when they have their little carnivals or things, community church carnivals, we're not available. You're not available for those flyovers, right? You know, this is really a fun thing to do and a great thing to do. But, you know, we can't give your phone number out, Jeff.
We won't. Don't bribe.
Well, I mean, that's don't give out my personal number.
Yeah, there you go.
But I mean, there is a website to schedule these things.
Yeah.
USAF Aerial Events. They'll dictate, you know, which ones we're allowed to support. Contact your local flight standards district office if you do have something that you want to support. But I mean, whether it's Memorial Day flyovers, the backyard brawl, we supported a flyover for that, Or we did a repatriation ceremony for a firefighter, a Navy firefighter who went down with the Oklahoma and Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a flyover for when they were interred at the Cemetery of the Alleghenies. Mm-hmm. So we're very excited to help the community in that way with these flyovers.
And it's just like anything. Yeah. I mean, you said it perfectly, so eloquently. You know, you probably receive so many requests that you certainly can't accommodate everything. And it's not a matter of saying, well, this one is warranted, this one is not. But there is some standard and some type of process that you have to go through to decide which ones you're going to choose.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, with that said, if you wanted a parade supported and maybe we couldn't get around to you this year or this time, 4th of July is coming up. Veterans Day is going to come up.
Right.
So start planning with your community organizers and reach out to us and we're happy to help.
We're reaching out for the Jag Porch Tours is what we're doing. That's what we want to know.
Asking for a friend. Yeah.
Asking for a friend. Yeah. No. So that's pretty awesome. Now, when you're flying between those communities, do you have to, you fly over one community? I know an airplane goes much faster than a car, right? So you're not in, but do you have to kind of go fly over this community, then go hover, sort of hang out somewhere else in another area till it's time to, or no, is it timed that perfectly?
Honestly, you would. I wish I was a pilot. Wish I had
sure,
a pilot
okay.
with me. You would have to ask that question of them.
Got it.
But I mean, a lot of preparation goes into this.
Yeah.
You know, the week before, so you know, they know what they're doing. They know where their timetables are. They know their elevations, and they're going to hit them as you know, loyally as possible.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
You know, we talked a little bit. I don't know how much you were listening in the very beginning before we brought you on, but we talked a little bit about the various communities who have parades or some kind of, like you said, community event. And you mentioned a couple of them that we knew about. I live in Ross Township. I know we do a parade. John talked about Kennedy and the McKees Rocks area. Are you seeing that happen more and more? Because it feels like to me, not being in the industry and the system the way you are, that communities are realizing the need to really, as you said, and so perfectly put it, celebrate their own way. And so it is a community event. And even if it's that 1 hour time together, are you seeing that this is something that's trending up?
You know, I'm pretty new to like the community outreach
sure.
portion of this career path. And, you know, as a young kid, it was like, oh, you know, a parade, you know, Memorial Day, it's I know I'm going to have fun. But
sure.
I know Coriopolis, I think this is like their 100 year.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think, yeah. Having the yeah. Memorial Day parade. Yeah.
Is that the one you're talking about?
I think always, so. Yeah. Cannonsburg, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a heavy veteran populated community.
Yes.
The greater Pittsburgh region. And I think it's just something that this area has never really forgotten.
Yeah.
Is its vets.
Master Sergeant Jeff Grossi from the 9/11th Airlift Wing out there in the out near the Pittsburgh Airport, if that's how everybody knows.
Thank you for that, because you know I would not
yes.
know.
Yes. So first of all, we have to thank Lieutenant Schur and retired Lieutenant Colonel Brian Schill for connecting us to you. But, you know, our burning question is always something a lot more simple than...
Keep it light, John.
Yes,
yeah,
keep
it's gonna
it light.
Be light.
So, you know, we do know that we're going to some cookouts today and what is your must-have when you go to a picnic? Is that a certain liquid? Is it a certain dessert? Is it a certain type of meat, hot dog, hamburger? What do you say?
Well, here's the thing. So I'm a military guy, right?
Right.
So if you put food in front of me, whether it's hamburgers, hot dogs, my mom's halipki, my mother-in-law's halishki, I'm going to gobble it down. It doesn't matter. All right, it's going down. But what I do need to bring, okay, is I got to have my shades.
Okay.
Okay.
I got to have my portable stereo system, right? Like, I got to have my music.
Oh.
You know the food's going to be there.
Yeah.
Make sure that you arrive in style and you're bringing the tunes.
I love this. That is so true. There is such a need for a playlist. And I'm so glad that you said it, because now I feel I feel like relief that I can talk about that too, because you just made it all possible. That is so true. You have to bring your A game.
Absolutely.
But I feel like we have to dig deeper. What's your playlist?
Oh, man. Okay. So honestly... I got married to an audiophile, so she is kind of my DJ. I have a personal DJ at all times. So whatever she's listening to, that's what I'm listening to.
That was your best answer yet. That was a very smart, educated answer, because I don't think there would have been another solution to that one. It's not what you want to listen to. It's what she wants to listen to.
It's like your own personal walk-up song, like you're at PNC Park.
Yeah, there you go, with your boombox in hand. Well, boombox if you're in
your 40s.
I
don't know what it's going to be, but she's going to play it and it's going to work out.
I love it. We wish you absolutely nothing but the best. And we thank you so very much for joining us. This was so helpful and educational. And we hope that you enjoy the rest of your day. If you could give us that website one more time so that if folks are interested in finding out more information, they have it.
Yeah, so absolutely. I would highly suggest our Facebook, which is 911th Airlifts Wing, or follow us on Instagram. Same thing. And then we do have a website, just Pittsburgh Air Reserve Station. You can find it through your favorite search browser.
I love it. Thank you so much for joining us. It truly was an honor. And we hope that for your sake, that you have a really good playlist. Oh, wait, you will, because it's not really yours. So enjoy the rest of your day. And thanks for spending some time with us. It's John and Rachel, 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.